This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Few brothers that are and sisters that are sick in the community, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give them complete shifa. Nas'al Allah al-Azim, Rabbil Arsh al-Azim, and yashfiyam. The mother-in-law of our dear Dr. Muhiddin and the sister of Brother Abdul Ra'uf is in critical condition. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless her, whatever is best for her. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Also our dear brother Idris from Medina Villas, his wife's uncle, Zafarullah, just passed away. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. As a matter of fact, they're having the janazah as we speak in Houston. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give him thabat, to make him steadfast when he's questioned. Allahumma thabbithu inda as-su'al. Allahumma thabbithu inda as-su'al. Allahumma aghfir lahu wa arhamhu wa afihi wa afu anhu. Allahumma arham mawtana wa mawta al-muslimin. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة
وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear, beloved, respected, honored brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless me and you with sincerity in everything we say and everything we do. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. The ultimate goal of every true believer, the most superior objective to anyone who's looking to enter Jannah, and that is Ridha Allah, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we earn it, you will have the most beautiful life. It is the best thing in dunya, and it is the best thing in Jannah. In Jannah, the Ridha of Allah, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, is better than all the things that we were told about in Jannah. It is better than the mansions of Jannah, the Hur al-Ain, the gold and silver, the beautiful rivers, everything in Jannah. The Ridha of Allah is better than all that. What is your dalil, ya Shaykh? Qala Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وعد الله المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ورضوان من الله أكبر Allah has promised the believing men and the believing women جنات where rivers run beneath They will stay there forever. And they will have Ridwan, they will have the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah said, and that is Akbar. That is better, that is greater, that is more superior than the rest of the things in Jannah. Allahumma ja'alna min ahl Jannah ya Rabbil Alameen. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in a very beautiful hadith, When the people of Jannah enter Jannah and they settle in there, Allah Azza wa Jal will have a conversation with them. And He will say, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O people of Jannah, are you satisfied? Are you pleased? They say, Ya Allah, how can we not be satisfied? You have enlightened our faces. You have admitted us to Jannah. You have saved us from the hellfire. You have given us what you have not given anyone from your creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, shall I give you something better than all that? They said, Ya Allah, what could be better than all that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, I will bestow my pleasure upon you and I will never ever be displeased with you again. I will give you my rida. So we have a dalil from the Quran. Can you please, brothers, move forward? There's a brothers and standing in the back. There's a lot of space in the front. Move forward a little bit, please. So from the Quran and from the Sunnah, we have an evidence that the Ridha of Allah Azza wa Jal is the best thing in dunya and in Jannah. The messengers of Allah, they understood. And they knew that it is the most important thing to attain when Musa alayhi salam said, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. And I hastened to you, Ya Allah, so you can be pleased. And Sulaiman alayhi salam said, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا. Ya Allah, help me be grateful to all the blessings you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents. And Ya Allah, help me do righteous deeds that are pleasing to you. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha narrated the hadith. One time he got up in the middle of the night and her hand fell and touched his feet. And she heard him say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. Ya Allah, I seek refuge in your pleasure from your wrath. So this is the da'b, this is the path of all the nabiyeen, of all the messengers, to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the question now, how can I attain and achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? First, please lend me your heart. Number one, if we want the pleasure of Allah, the first question that we should ask ourselves, you want Allah to be pleased with you? Are you pleased with Allah? What does that have to do with this? رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. When we are pleased with Allah, it's mentioned four times in the Quran, Allah will be pleased with us. Are you pleased with Allah? Astaghfirullah, ya Shaykh, what are you saying? Are you pleased with Allah? Are you pleased that He is the Razzaq? Are you pleased and content with the hardship that befalls you? Are you pleased that He is the one, the only one, running all your affairs? Or are you complaining about what happens all the time to the creation? أتشكو من لا يرحم إلى من يرحم؟ أَتَشْكُوا مَنْ يَرْحَمْ إِلَى مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ. Are you complaining about the one who's full of mercy to the ones who have no mercy? Are you pleased with Allah? How do you react? How do you respond to calamities? How do you react to hardships? Not after 2 years, after 5 months, instantly you get a message, you're fired. How you react? Instantly, you get a message, your house is on fire. What do you do? Your son got into a car accident. What do you react at that moment? What do you say? Are you pleased with Allah? How do I know? I'll give you a simple example, very profound. When you are as happy in the calamities, you are as happy at ease. When things are beautiful or things are really bad, they are the same to you. That's an indication you are pleased with Allah. You are a real estate agent. This month you sold 5 houses. The next month you sold 1 house. The same to you. You are a businessman. You sold $10,000 today. And the next day you sold $500. The same thing to you, as long as you put all your effort. That's a sign you are pleased with Allah. And when we are pleased with Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with us. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
عجباً لأمر المؤمن. The affairs of the believer are all good. All the affairs of the believer are خير. And it's only for the believer. إذا أصابه خير شكر وهو خير له. If something good happened to him, he's grateful, and that's great for him. And if something bad happened to him, صبر, he's patient, and that is good for him. And that is only for the believer. اللهم اجعلنا من المؤمنين يا رب العالمين. Second, so the first, ask, are you pleased with Allah? Second, all righteous deeds bring the pleasure of Allah. The salat, the fasting, the charity, the reading of the Quran, all these righteous deeds, they bring the pleasure of Allah. But there are specific acts of worship. If done, the reward of them is the pleasure of Allah. They are mentioned in a hadith that are authentic. All the righteous deeds bring the pleasure of Allah, but there are certain, I will mention four or five, that are mentioned by Rasulullah SAW. If you do this, you will get the pleasure of Allah. Number one, or you want to call it 2A. Pleasing your parents. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رضا الله في رضا الوالدين وسخط الله في سخط الوالدين. The pleasure of Allah is by the pleasure of your parents, and the wrath of Allah is by the wrath of your parents. Are your parents pleased with you? I'm so happy to see all these youth. Are your parents pleased with you? That is the easiest route to get to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Are your parents pleased with you? Ask yourself, and you're the only one who can answer this. As a matter of fact, you and your parents. Are they pleased with you? Are you doing everything you can handle to make sure that they're happy with you? Are you going out of your way to please them? Because sometimes, Sheikh, you don't know what my parents do to me. I understand sometimes there are parents who abuse parenthood, but that should not lead you to be a aq, to disrespect them and dishonor them. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. It's a wasiyah from Allah to all of us. What does that mean? That means even if my parents are not fair, I'm doing it because Allah ordered me. It's an act of worship. If they are not fair, Allah will punish them. But still, I have to do my duties. This is an act of worship. Fasting in August is not easy. But I cannot say Ramadan is now in August, it's too hard. I have to fast. Similarly, even if my parents are not doing me right, I still have to respect them and honor them because it's an order from Allah Azza wa Jal. Are your parents pleased with you? As a matter of fact, if you take this khutbah seriously, after this khutbah, if your parents are still alive, text them or call them. Mama, are you pleased with me? Baba, are you pleased with me? Because Baba, Mama, I cannot afford it. I cannot afford to die and you're not pleased with me. No matter what it is, please, Mama, forgive me. I have messed up, please forgive me. Do it before they are gone, and then you wish, Ya Allah, bring them back so I can kiss their hand and ask them for forgiveness. And then it's too late. Second, suppressing your anger. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كظم غيظه ولو شاء أن يمضيه أمضاه ملأ الله قلبه رضا يوم القيامة.
Whomsoever suppress his anger at the time when he has the means to act upon it.
Sometimes you're angry and you cannot do anything about it.
No. I am the boss. I can fire. I am the father. I am the principal. I am the imam. I am the president. I am the emir. And you held your anger. You controlled your anger.
Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah will fill his heart with rida, with pleasure, his pleasure on the day of judgment. When we really need it the most. Controlling the anger. The pleasure of Allah is upon the people who do not show. Or the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon the people who do not show love to the enemies of Islam.
لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه.
When you do not befriend the enemies of Allah. Not every non-Muslim is an enemy of Allah. I'm talking about the enemies of Allah. They declare that they are enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Allah said, you will not find a person that believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment. He will be close to the people who fight Allah and his messenger, even if they were their fathers, their children, their brothers, their tribes.
Radiallahu anhum. Allah is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibn Aqil al-Hanbali, rahimahullah, he said something very, very beautiful. He said, if you truly want to know the strength of Islam in an era. If you truly want to know the strength of Islam in an era, do not look how crowded are the masajid, nor at the millions performing Hajj, but look at the Muslims stand with the enemies of Sharia. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Another very simple form of earning the pleasure of Allah. Very, very simple. Siwak, the miswak. That piece of wood, that sunnah that most of us, if not all of us, have neglected. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-siwak matharatun lil-fam wa mardatun lil-rabb. Using the siwak, you purify, you cleanse your mouth, and you are pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. After wudu, before salat, before you sleep, when you enter the house, before you read Quran, all these are recommended times to use the miswak. Remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sahaba one time, and he said, shall I inform you of the best of your deeds? The best of your deeds. The most, and here's the shahid, the most pleasing to Allah. And better for you than spending gold and silver. And better for you than meeting your enemy striking their neck and them striking your neck. Allahu Akbar, what is that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Dhikrullah. Ardahu inda malikikum. Remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. One of the easiest ibadat. You don't even need wudu. You don't need to face the Qibla. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar. أستغفر الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Any form of dhikr, this will bring the pleasure of Allah عز وجل. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. So number one, to attain the pleasure of Allah is to ask Allah, or to ask yourself, are you pleased with Allah? Number two, we mentioned many, many acts of worship. Number three, ask Allah to be pleased with you. The best dua, and the easiest dua, Allahumma irda anni. Three words. Ya Allah, be pleased with me. Or Allahumma a'inni ala ma yurdik. Ya Allah, help me do things that are pleasing to you. Or Allahumma la tatawaffani illa wa anta radin anni. Ya Allah, do not take my soul until and unless you are pleased with me. Very simple dua in the middle of the night, in your sujood, after you finish your salat, Allahumma rida anni. Because if Allah is pleased with us, you are done, we are done. How do I know if Allah is pleased with me? That's another completely different khutbah. I have a video online, four signs to know if Allah is pleased with you. One of them, I'll just mention the most important one. When Allah is pleased with you, He will make it easy for you to perform the acts of worship. Check what are you completely or mostly busy with all day. If it is dunya, dunya, dunya. If it is always, how can I please Allah? How can I please my parents? Oh, salat time. Oh, halaqa. All the time. Serving my family. Being honest. All the time. That's all you're thinking about. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma rida anna. Allahumma rida anna. Ya Allah, I ask you the best of your names for everyone who attended today and everyone who's watching us. Ya Rabb, be pleased with them. Ya Allah, do not take their soul unless you are pleased with them. Ya Allah, make your pleasure our main goal in this dunya. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, forgive all our sins. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان واجعلنا فيه من الصائمين والقائمين والمقبولين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعن إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم أغثهم يا مغيث. يا مغيث أغث إخواننا في كل مكان. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please fill up the main hall. Please come from the hallway in the back, the two rooms in the back, and fill up the main hall. Close the gaps. You can fit one more person here. Just get close to each other. Come on, Habibi. Okay. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Heels on the line. Sisters, please do the same.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله